The first Mishnah, Mem Tesem and Aleph. So Mishnah says, we're going through the list of things that you're allowed to use and not allowed to use. That's why the name of the parak is Bemet Temnin, Bemet Ein Temnin. For Atmona, i.e. things which I consider that they add heat, the things which just maintain and insulate. So Mishnah says, Temnin Bixus, you can use garments as for Hatmona. Who with Paris, you can, Paris many times refers to like grain, etc. So you want to stick it inside a pile of grain to maintain the heat, that would be fine. Because for Yerna, you can use the my mind is going blank.
Feathers
from a Yerna. I'm going to Sarah Shacharashim. You can use the sawdust.
Is the Yonah daf?
No, the more is going to say to talk about Yonah because, you know, but Kaisel's Nimshul Yonah, etc. So you mentioned Yonah. We had a whole discourse about that. Harashim are carpenters, so the service is the dust that the sawdust of the carpenters generate. Loved after carpenters, but that's a good example. And the Arishal Pishtun is the psilus of the pishtun, which is picked out when you process the flax. You pull out these little pieces. Daka, even though they're very small. Yehuda Oyser B'daka Umatzer B'gasa. Yehuda says that the small ones are also, and the large ones are butter. We're just going to sort of touch on the idea that the small ones function similar to Zevil. They generate into Zevil, which we had in the first mission, that Zevil has a certain propensity to generate itself. I guess the size facilitates the idea of the decomposition, and as it decomposes, it generates heat. Zakrashi, Na'uris, Dak, Na'urin, Mina Pishtun. There's little pieces that you shake out from the Pishtun. The current arishtis, the service is shemanasim hanagorim in eitzim, as they plane off or they saw off from the wood. The paris can chita mekitnius. So paris are referring to not using apples, but using grains or kitnius. Edible seeds. Kafir yerno is noitza. Is feathers. Okay, Omer Bianai, Tfilin Srichim Guf Noki Kalisha Balkanafai. Tfilin needs, a person has to have the more than discuss what that means. What does it mean that it has to be Guf Noki? It has to be a clean body. Similar to how Elisha Balkanafayim was careful with the way he wore Tfilin. Specifically in regards to this point of Guf Noki, we don't know that Elisha Balkanafayim was careful on that point. We see he was careful in the midst of Tfilin in general. We assume he was careful on that point also. So the first one wants to know what exactly is Guf Noki, and then the more wants to know what exactly was about. What was the story of Elisha Bar? Was it called Elisha Bar Kanafayim? Okay. What does it mean that Guf Noki? By Omer Shlo Yafich Ben, a person cannot pass gas while he's wearing Tefillin. Rav Omer Shlo Yishin Behen. Rav says you're not allowed to doze off while you're wearing Tefillin. Well, Tosis learns that the Machlokes, that there's a chiyuv that a person, Abai agrees you cannot sleep in them. The question is, are you allowed to put them on with the exer you might fall asleep? In other words, in a scenario where there's the possibility you might fall asleep, are you allowed to put them on? So Rava says no, Tosis learns. And Abai says yes, you're not worried about that possibility. We'll say that. In other words, if he had a person really has the control over it, usually to prevent it, he can get it off, take it off before that happens. Shalayisha, in a certain sense, you really can't control yourself, and that's afraid as a person, you can't say, well, before I fall asleep, I'll take them off, because next thing you know, you fell asleep already. So is that a gzeir which we're worried about? So Rabbi was worried about that, Abaye wasn't worried about that. But Abaye does agree that you cannot sleep in tefillin, even as Shina Saroy, that we had, that Tosfos points out, we had a Gemara in Sukkah like that, that is a brisa which says, you cannot sleep in tefillin, even Shina Saroy. So a person's sleepy, according to Rabbi, he cannot put on tefillin, because he might fall asleep.
This is the have machlokes about Lila.
I'm not aware that this machlok is the machlok is of Lila. Or the same machlok is. That's true too. So why is this Elisha referred to as Baal Kanafayim? The Bailim over the feathers. Shapamachas goes in Malchus Remi Harishor Gezer Yisrael. Shukalamaniach Tfilin Yenakaris Moichai. They made a Gzeiro. Whoever wears Tfilin, his head should be. The head which is, sits under the tefillin, they should make a hole in his head. Not very pleasant. Why Elisha menicham? Elisha wore them against the gzeira, and even yetsel shuk, and he would even wear them in the shuk, which is the way the halacha would, the ikar halacha, the person supposed to wear tefillin, the whole day. So this was a gzeira against Bedavka, against doing the mitzvah. So let's see the problem in the Taisa talks about over here. So he kept the mitzvah. Reu Kaster Echod. So a soldier saw him. There was like some type of person who was in charge of searching for this point and started running after him. So he ran away. And the Kasta ran after him. When he reached him, he had taken off the tefillin. What do you have in your hands? I have some feathers from a dove. He opened his hand and he found that it wasn't there. He was able to make a nais with kanafayim. Why did he say kanafayim? Misharif is more than other birds. Is nimshul. Nimshal is the Aramaic word for Nimshal. I don't know why the Mor decided all of a sudden to use Aramaic. To Yerna. She never, Kan fe Yerna nechba bekasif. What does that mean? Ma Yerna kan fe meginus aleho. Af Yisrael mitzvus meginus aleho. So this raises the question. That Lechera, he was, there's a din of Yarek Bal, it's a din of Yarek Bal Yavor because they're coming to Dafka to go connect the mitzvahs. So why was he allowed to take tefillin off his head? He should have just said, I'm wearing tefillin and kill me. How was he allowed to give in to the gzeir of the So Tosis says, like even you have the case over there, the Arkut, even for we had a Sanhedrin, even for the shoelace, changing the shoelaces is also. So Tosis says that for a person not wearing tefillin for a moment, there's no issue to take a tefillin for a moment. There's you know, a person can have reasons why he wants to take a tefillin. Everybody takes a tefillin sometime. Whereas over there, to change it into this other type of shoelaces, which the goyim wear, here you are acting like a goy for a moment, and that's going to be us. Let's see, Rashi, Shelo Yafiach, Shiyuchal Lahamin Atzma B'Shasaruch. He has to have a clean body to the point that he feels he can control himself. If a person feels at some point he can't control himself from not passing gas. So then he would have to not wear tefillin. Rabbi says, "Shall Yishin Behem Shemay Yafiyah?" Because we're afraid maybe he'll, while he's sleeping, he might pass gas. A year of carry, he might have carry. Tosis disagrees with Rashi on the year of carry part. He says that's not a chashash we have to be worried about. Tosis says we are worried about a hesach hadas. There's a famous Shagas Aryeh, who's he arguing with?
With Tosis, I think.
You see, from Rashi and Tosis, I mean, theoretically, sleeping is Hesach Adas by definition. It's not maybe it'll be Mesiach Das. I mean, by definition, sleeping, you don't need any other reason. You can't be Mesiach Das when you're wearing tefillin. So he spoke about this in the first paragraph. We touched on it a little bit. It says that just like Vetzitz, there's a law of that you can't be Mesiach Das. If the Hashem told me, you have to be aware of it that you're wearing it all the time. So tefillin also. So the Rosh learns, the Rosh says, so Mesiach Das means he shouldn't have callous Rosh where he's wearing tefillin. It doesn't mean that he has to have a constant awareness he's wearing tefillin, which is the way you might understand the word Shelo Yaseh Das, but it means he can't get involved in something else he's wearing tefillin. And that's the halacha. That a person, when he's davening, is not mechuyev to constantly touch his tefillin, but a person is involved in other, some people are makbe, they don't talk when they're wearing tefillin. Let's say a person does have a conversation, he's wearing tefillin. He's mechuyev to, on an ongoing basis during that conversation, to touch his tefillin to remind himself he's wearing tefillin. He shouldn't be mesiach das on the fact that he's wearing tefillin. He shouldn't get involved in something else that he shouldn't get involved in a conversation, which ends up being kalas rosh, etc. But there's no iser hesach das, just you know, falling asleep inside the fact that you're not aware you're wearing tefillin. That's not a problem. It's just that might lead to something else, which doesn't apply over here. The Shagas Aryeh disagrees, and he feels that there's an issue of Hesach Adas intrinsically, and he brings rise to that. But you see from Rashi and Tosis, they're not going there. Avam Yuchol Yizor Shelo Yishin Behem. But Rabbi now says that Rashi learns that Rabbi is arguing on the Abaye the other direction. He's saying a Kula. As long as you be careful not to sleep, we're not worried about a person not being able to control himself, saying he can't put on tongue because he might pass gas. Call the kufim the key and behafocha shiuchal mahamin asim. We can assume a person will be able to control himself. Yinakris moichoi shutachas atfilin. They would say that yinakris losha nikarinaim. They would put out the eyes. Means they would gouge out the person's head. Castor's ministerial, person is a minister, person is in charge of Shemamun al Kach, he's in charge of this, searching for this issue. Kanfa Yerno. Kanfarsh the Kamei, Nishahim Mitzvahs, Mehemigidim li Yisrael. So what he said was, in a certain sense, true, that it's a tefillin or a mitzvah, and they protect Kla Yisrael. Babalu ki Kanfayim li Yerno. It functions like the feathers for the bird, the yonah, shehin nimshalas the yonah, by mitzvahs ke kenufayim. Klaisos compared to the yonah, and Klaisos compared that the mitzvahs which we have are like the kenufayim of the yonah. Just like by the yonah, kenufayim, Neginos Aleha. Minatzina covers, protects her from cold. And we call Oi from other birds. Bottom of all that. And other, if a person comes, he Melchemis Umaka Beresh Gapa uses the end of its wing to attack. Mashain Ke Misharov, as other birds don't attack that way, they attack with their beak. But, I'm assuming Rashi means. But Yerna attacks with its wings. Tosis brings a medrash, interesting shot, Rashi's Lechucho, that when that the Yerna doesn't, when it's, all of the birds, when they're tired, they settle down onto something, and they rest on it. But the Yerna flies with one wing, and rests the other wing. So it continues to fly, the Medrash says, even when it's tired. So that it protects himself, the bird is much less endangered when it's flying than it was on the ground. The other animals can attack it, etc. So it sort of says that it has a way to protect itself with its wings, which the other birds don't have. Okay. I'm assuming that this conversation again is here because the Mishnah mentioned Kanfa Yerna. The Gemara doesn't draw any direct parallel, but that's why it's here. Otherwise, yeah. Mesar Shal Pekaroshim, so sawdust. It mentions Nerush Shal Pishtan, Rabbi Huda is Oyser Bedaka. Yibarlu Rabbi Huda on Mesar Shal Pekaroshim Koi. What's he referring back to? Referring back to the case of the sawdust or the case of the Nourish Shalpishtin? Toshma. The Tanya Rehuda Omer, Nourish Shalpishtin Daka, Hareo Kizabel. So we have a Braisa where Rehuda says explicitly that Nourish Shalpishtin, the very, very fine pieces, function like Zevel, which we had in the first Mishnah, that Zevel is us. Shvamino on the Urshal Pishtan Koi, Shvamino. So apparently he's referring back to the Urshal Pishtan. It's like Rashi Rekha Zevel, the Moisif Hevel. It's like Zevel that it adds, it generates heat. So the Mishnah, Tarmnin Bishalochim. The person is allowed to do Hatmona in hides, animal hides, animal skins. Umatalta and her son, you're allowed to move the skins are not considered muksa because you can use them to sit on. You can put them down on the floor and sit on them. So they have a usage for Shabbos, so they're not considered muksa. Begize Semer, a person can do hatmana in shearings of wool. Umatalta and her son, you may not move them, they're muksa, because they are designated for the purpose of making them into thread, etc. So, they're not usable as such. That's not what they're going to be used for. So to use them right now, you've been maksadash, you don't want to use them right now, you want to keep them for this other purpose. The other purpose obviously involves yisurim, so there's no way to use them in Shabbos. Case of the way, so now, if a person is matman in Gizei Tzemer, so how is he going to do this in a way that he can get his pot out? So, because you have the pot basically. So Notulas Akisui, you take off the cover. And they will fall. They will just fall off on their own to the sides as he pulls off the cover. Rashi says that the chiddush of this is, even though you have pieces of tzemer sitting on the cover, so you could have thought mistakenly that the cover functions as a basis to the pieces of tzemer because you want them to be there. It's not considered a basis because it's not that the cover is servicing the Gizei Tzemer, is the Gizei Tzemer servicing the cover. So even though they're sitting on the cover, the logic before we said a buses is because the buses becomes a toffle to the muksa item which is on top of it. And here it's vice versa. They are a toffle to the non-muksa item which is beneath them. So they don't remain, they remain muksa. But you can't call the cover a bosis to them. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that it's a situation where you would put the take a box, fill it up with gizei tzemer, and put the pot inside of it. So kupa is not al tzida, instead of taking off the cover, so you just turn the box sideways and they fall. And you take them out that way. Why must you do it this way? Because we're afraid Shema Yitol, Beno Yochel Lahachzer, that we're afraid that a person, when you take it, if you take it out straight, what will happen is, as you take them out, the pieces of wool will fall into the hole. And he wants to return it back to the state of Hamana, which is Mutter. You're allowed to return it back to the state of Atmana. You can't be matman lechachila on Shabbos. You're allowed to return it back to the state of Atmana. He might come to move the pieces of wool aside to recreate the hole. So therefore, you have to do it in a way that won't happen. Now, exactly what is the practical way of doing that by tilting it, which will prevent it from happening? I am not sure. This is like one of these questions, the practical questions I've had on this Mishnah for years. But he says you have to do that. Chum says that you're not to the master. The Morah says, what does that mean? That's pretty much sounds like what we've been saying before. The Krashi. Shlachim is iris. Shlachim is skins or hides. The word to be mafshit, which is to flay the skin, and targum for that, the Aramaic for that is b'yishlach. Remove the skin. Talton is done. Bein shatam and ben, bein shalotam and ben. You'll have to, whether you use them for atman or not, you may move the skins, the chazul the mizgalay, because they're roy to be used to sit on. And talton is done. The muksa saying you can't move the gizit tzemer because the muksa litvois to make them into thread and then to weave them into garments. So ketzeroy. Zeh shatam and ben. A person was matman in shearings of wool. How can he get his pot? He can't move them. So normally what you would do is you'd start pushing the insulating material to the side and take out the pot. But you can't move the insulating material because it's muksa. So what do? You take off the cover of the pot. I imagine the suggestion would be, I think the Murah says it, that the Murah raises that question, you would have to leave some type of a handle, something that, to the cover exposed above the insulating material, so you remove the cover. Even though the Gizei Tzemer are on the cover, we're not concerned with that. Bustis lehen, because we don't see that the cover is becoming the support for the gizei tzemer, a bustis to the gizei tzemer. Shein osi ella lechasis kler. Now Rashi says a cheshbon is a little bit different than I told you. Says the cover's function is to cover the pot. It's not. Its function is not to support the gizei tzemer. Other rishonim say it the way I was telling you. I'm unhappy with how Rashi presents it. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Kupa Mata Alzida Benoitel Kshabal Litzel Kegdera. When you come to take out the pot, Mata Kupa Alzida, you have to tilt the box. Kshema Yitel Kegdera, because we're afraid if you don't do that, you might take out the pot. V'yipla Gizin Shemikana Mikana Zech Guma Shiyashu Behen. Then the walls of the insulated material of the gizei tzemer, which are muksa, will fall into the hole where the pot was sitting. If a person will need to return it to hatmana, he can't move the gizei tzemer to the side to make a hole, which will allow him to put the pot in again. And the Morse says, and therefore he says, he's cursed that you might come to do that. Natul Mausu, Gemara Mefarshim, the Morse says, what does it mean, the Natul Mausu? Yosef Rebionison ben Achinoi, Rebionison ben Olos, Yosef Rebchanino Barchamo Gabayu. So the three of them are sitting. Yonasim ben Achinoi and Yonasim ben Elazar, and Rechina ben Barachama was sitting nearby. We call him Boyer Luhu. They have the following question. Shlochan Shabalabayas Tanan, he says in the Mishnah that they're not muksa, because you could use them to sit on. So is there a difference in halacha between this halacha that they're non-muksa, between a person who a private person, or as opposed to a person who is in business processing hides, because over there he's going to sell them, and therefore he's makbid on them, and said to use them, not to use them for other purposes. So shlochan shabalabayas tanan, avos umen kimin the kapti olayo loymetatzelin lahu. It's pshat the mishnah, but the umen, since they are their purpose is for sale, he's makbid not to use them for anything else, and therefore they're going to be muksa. By Dilma Shaluman Tana, maybe the Mishnah is telling you Chiddush that even by an Uman, they are usable, and it's theoretically usable, and that's not considered muksa, because theoretically a person would do that.
Who is this going? I mean, is this Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda?
I don't recall. I didn't look into the Shaila again, over here, but look over the Gemara beforehand. I don't recall if somebody ties it in. Theoretically, that could be the machlokes. You know, it's so umen. Basically, you are makbid on it. On the other hand, according to Reb Shimon, that's not going to stop you. According to Reb Yehuda, that would be a problem. It's like something which is put in the oyser, just muksa shal oyser, which according to Reb Yehuda is muksa, according to Reb Shimon is not. On the other hand, I think the point over here is these are things which are fairly resilient. You know, the skins are fairly resilient. I think the more it might be clearing a shaila, that even according to Reb Yehuda, that over here he doesn't have a full haksos das because by umen, because you could use it for something else without any type of damage to the material, as opposed to I don't want to. If I have a talus store in my basement, I might not want to take a talus out and put it on because something material can get torn easily, etc. And that's it; I can't sell it anymore. So that's what he asked. And or the Muslim woman, so said back to Rabbi Yonasan and Achinai and Rabbi Chinei Barachama. Logic is, he's referring to the skin, the hides that a balabayas owns. Abba shal uman is kapit alayim. But an uman would be a problem. Amalu Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama. So Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama said back to these two other amarayim, this is what Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi said. He said, "Ava shlocha hava." My father was a person who processed hides. V'amar, and I'm telling you that he said one time, "Aviyu shlochin b'neisha b'leyin," bring hide and sit on them, which indicates even a uman is not makbid. So therefore, it should not be muksa even by the one of an uman. The more is going to then, if at least in the first step of the more is going to suggest this should apply to other type of uman also. So my carpenter doesn't mind sitting on the boards, and my tanner doesn't mind sitting on the hides. You know, it's all on the same type of lines. And that's Toshma. Mesway. Bryce says, Nisarm Shabalabai is Metalplan his son. Shulman, a Metalplan his son. can't use boards of anuma. If a person would have in mind before Shabbos to use that board, that piece of wood, as the serving tray, so even by a woman that would work. But you see that in general by a woman he's makbid. The kabbalah allow that you're more makbid about your boards, that you want your boards to be straight, etc., not to use them, than you are about the hides. See Rashi. Shalom Shabbat the Bais Tanan. It sounds like the more is actually clear. When the more is trying to understand the mindset of the Uman, it's more like a practical shayla than it is a halachic shayla from the conversation. The mutzul is halachal, the mutzul shein oimdim limacher. They're not there to be sold. Well, a kapit alive, he doesn't mind. He's not makbid kimetanji if they get dirty. Because the mizgah alive, therefore you can sit on them. Also, umen shayim this thing. Lamaychron, by umen, which they're there for the purpose of being sold. Kapit alive, he's very makbid on them. The mizgah kaim, they're not being held for the purpose of sitting on them. Vehmetalton, therefore you may not move them. And that should be theoretically true even because of Shimon. If you're makbid b'davka not, because of this reason, so that's already like mutzlachos saren kis. According to that even like Shimon, that should be true. So shlacha hava uman labid arvis. He was an uman. He's a tanner. One time he said in the weekdays, "If you shlach him a neshav alein, I'm a lekabit." You see that such people are not makbid. More answers the case of the carpenter. The kapit alayu shema yiskakel. He's worried about the boards getting damaged, but that doesn't apply over here. Now Tosis disagrees with Rashi. He says this story actually took place on Shabbos, and the more is bringing a direct proof that he held it was a mutter halachically to move them. So it says the reason why he's saying it's not the pshat like Rashi, because we'll see later on. We'll see. The more quotes of Yossi, Mishmo Bar Yossi, so he's quoting. His father, Rabbi Yossi, said explicitly that it's mutzah to move them. So if you want to bring a proof, I mean, it's a shayla, listen, you're quoting your father. Your father passed the halacha l'maaseh, it's mutzah. So what's the advantage of saying, like my pshat, that there's one thing sitting in my smedesh and saying, you hold this mutzah, but I'm telling you, halacha l'maaseh, in my house, he told me to move them. He told me to sit in them. You know, on Shabbos. So that's the Gemara refers to that's called Maisa Rav. A Maisa is much more powerful. When a person gave a Hurrah in an actual instance, La Maisa is a much more powerful Raya in Halacha, that's how he passed, than just saying it in base Medrash. So if he's saying that my father once had told me on Shabbos, go sit on them and use them, that's a much more powerful Psak Halacha than the fact that he said in base Medrash. But according to Rashi, he said, you bring me a raya that weekdays that you sat on them. You could bring me a raya that he said halacha l'maisa, or he said halacha, you know, in yeshiva, that it's mutter to sit on them. Okay, Toshma, Raisa says urus ben avudim ben shen avudim mutzal tatal b'shabbos skins, whether they've been processed or not, they've been tanned or not, you're allowed to move them on Shabbos. The difference that avudim makes in regards to hilchos tuma, that's only makabel tuma once it's avud. Before it's avud, it's not makabel tuma. Okay, my love, isn't it so that loishnosha balabayis, loishnosha lumen, it doesn't differentiate between balabayis and uman, all of them are permitted to be moved. Norris is not lo shabalabayis. only balabayas is permitted. The skins of balabayas are permitted to remove. Al Uman, my, what are you telling me? But Uman, what are you saying? You cannot move them. Yehochi, Hodatoni Bloy Omru Avudim, Elin Tumba Bovad. If the Brisa wants to point out a contrast, instead of contrasting the difference between Avudim, Enim Avudim, Bahira, and Tumma, it could have pointed out, lift the glissi bididor, quote, Bemeda were more in Mishallah Balabayas, Abba Shaluman, Loi. So it could have pointed that out. The more answers, Kulub Balabayas, Kumari. You're right, at the same time, there is an advantage of all the sticking to this discussion at the same point. So I'm discussing the Uris of the Balabayas, which are permitted to move, but there is a difference between them regardless of Wulim, the Gabi Tumma. Where it says, Kitanoi, this Machlok is Machlok, Tanoim, Ursha Balabayas, Matalton, Oison, Bushaluman, and Matalton. So the Tanakama says, you cannot move Uris Shaluman. If you see Armor, Echazeb, Echazeb, Matalton, and so on. If you see, even Shaluman, you're allowed to move. And the fact that Rabbi Yossi passed in halacha l'maisa as such in halacha is significant, and that's what Tosfos understands the what's happening in the Gemara. Like Rashi, Loyamar Avudim, third line, Lahuskir L'chalik Ben Avudim L'Shein Avudim. The halacha which we differentiate between over or not only implies Elan Yitzuma. The Avudim Mekabel Tuma, V'lo Shein Avudim. If they're not been processed, they're not Roy Mekabel Tuma. So the Torah talks about Uris from Mekabel Tuma. In general, it's referring. I'm trying to recall, but Saras might be different.
Yeah, in the Rashi says.
Even if they're not open, right? Right. But in general, the Gabi Hilchus, we talk about Kli or the Gabi Kabbalah Tuma, everything else, it has to be open. Living with the dog. But Tiltal Gufay, differentiating between Tiltal itself, Ika Lefluge, Bishaluman, Bein Avudim, Lashen Avudim. The Avudim cup it alive, but in case of Avudim, they're a problem. Rashi says an interesting point, but even by Shaluman, he'd only be makbid on them once they're of it, then they're ready to use. But before they're of it, I mean, anyway, they're going through the whole process of tanning them. They don't set out looking so pretty anyway, so no reason to be makbid on them in that situation. By Uman, once they're over the roster. And the answer was Kul Balabayas Ari. Mahara Lefluge Balabayas, the Ari Bay, we're discussing Balabayas. He wanted to find a halachic difference by Balabayas, which is what we're talking about. So the only point we found Balabayas, the difference between Avudim and Avudim by Balabayas, is only by case of Tumah, whereas by Uman it would make a difference by Tiltum. But we're talking about Balabayas right now. Vishavka the Balabayas, the Aribe, Menokat Uman, so Mifsukam Lamilse Tvei Menahashtra. To change, to discuss Uman would leave you like you're interrupting in your thought. Rashi says, Masavka Milse will leave you confused in regards to how we're supposed to relate to the Urbis of the Balabayas, the Gabi of the Talafi. So we didn't want to switch out to something else. Tosis does bring from a Gemara in Tzvachim that there is a case where if a person would take an oar without ibud and designate it for the purpose of using it for yeshiva, so it became a miyuchid for the purpose of yeshiva. So then it became against the din of a kli, even though it's not over. A person would use it as such. Tosis does say, if they were talking about an ore which is dried out, if it's still wet, it's not right to sit on. It's oily, etc. He brings a gemara which is a mash like that. Or. The Tosis brings Gemara that Masha that or you cannot move. The Tosis says either one that that over some occasion, Yaveshim, which you, they're roy to sit on, and they were talking about they're lachim, and they're not roy to sit on. Okay. Not gonna do it.